The Crows travel to Sydney tomorrow. They take on the Swans up there. It's been a difficult week for Sydney. There's been a lot of stuff going on. But one man, I'm sure, is just had his head down and training very hard. He's Brodie Smith, and he joins us now. How are you, Brodie?
G'day, boys. Yeah, I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How has the training been this week? Because Scott Camporelli, the last 2 weeks, has said it's been of a really high standard and it's underpinned your performances each weekend.
Yeah, it has been. It's, the last couple of weeks has, like you said, have been a really high standard, and we've gone into the games and played pretty well, so it's been a big focus of us to really keep driving those standards, and it was good again yesterday.
Brodie, and no doubt each week getting better since passing of Phil Walks, but is it feeling more normal to you now than all the hype in the papers, and they've had funeral services now, you're just getting back to doing what you like, and that's playing footy?
Yeah, that's right. I guess it won't feel normal again around the club, I suppose, put it that way, but we're starting to get back into routine now, and Campo's taken over and done a really good job, and all the coaches in saying that have stepped up and played a really vital role in keeping the boys together and keeping our mind focused on playing good footy.
Don't know if you got an opinion on the Adam Goods saga. It's been going on for a while, but beware the wounded bull. You go up to Sydney and you know what they're like. Might even galvanise them. They've been in pretty poor form the last couple of weeks, so they'll come out full of fire.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure they'll all be wanting to play well to get around Adam Goods. And, he's been a champion of our game and, deserves the respect. He's obviously struggling with what's going on. And, if we just give him some respect and leave him alone, and hopefully we've been shown a lot of respect over the last few weeks with what's happened. So if we can show that respect back, that'd be great.
Well, Brodie, how do you see him? You've played against Adam. He's one of the champions of the game for quite a while now. And people say he plays for free kicks, he's a bit of a show pony, he does this, he does that, which I don't personally see, but from you've been on the same ground as him, how do you see Adam Goods there?
I've never seen an issue, so I'm a bit sick of what's going on, and we want to focus on just playing a good game this weekend, and we're just focused on going up there and trying to get the 4 points.
Mm. David mentioned that they have been in not great form the last couple of weeks, so they are vulnerable. They've got a couple of injuries. Kurt Tippett won't be playing. There's a few others that are out there. So there's still a top four side. They're fourth on the ladder. Chance to take a scalp.
Yeah, it is. But like you said, they're a very good side. And there's, although they have been struggling a little bit the last couple of weeks, you can never underestimate Sydney. They've got a great system up there, and they always play really well against us, in particular the last couple of years. So, we've got to go up there and really put a good performance together and try and get the win, because it's crucial to us.
And we've been discussing selection. You may have heard we've had lots of people emailing things in saying what they think it will be. There's certainly some pressure for spots. I think there's all bar three or four players available for selection. So that pressure, I guess, builds the urgency for performance on game day.
Yeah, that's right. And it's probably something we didn't have in the first half of the year. We had a lot of injuries, and yes, the NFL team were struggling a little bit, but lately there's been some really good, consistent performance from guys in the NFL, and they're really pushing hard to get in the AFL side, and it's putting pressure on. So, everyone's on their toes a little bit now, and like I said before, it's just those standards of training, and everyone's really driving each other to improve towards the end of the year.
Gee, Brodie, a couple of years ago, you were the young one on the side, but all the youngsters coming through, they're making an impact. We saw Lever, Rising Star, Matty Crouch not even playing at the moment. He's been in great form. Rory Laird, Riley, Rory Atkins, the list goes on. Ellis Yeomond. I mean, all the youngsters are really pushing hard.
Yeah, it's really exciting times at the moment. Like I said, all those guys that have come into the side have played their role and played really well. And we saw, Matt Crouch was in great form. And just because of the side balance, he unfortunately goes out. So it's a sign of a good footy club when we can have guys like that going back to the SNFL, continue to play well and keep putting their hand up for selection.
How are you feeling yourself now that head knock? You had a couple of nasty ones this year, really bad ones, and it probably took a while to get into the full swing, but how are you feeling now out there?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Obviously, the two knocks knocked me around a little bit, and probably wasn't feeling myself for a bit there, and I had the 2 weeks off, and ever since that I've felt that I've been better, and not in the form I'd probably like to be, but I'm just trying to play my role for the side at the moment. We've got guys like Rory Laird down there playing really good footy, so he's carrying the load a bit, which is nice. But yeah, I'm just trying to play my role in that back six at the moment, and yeah, it's kind of right at the moment.
And what about your confidence early? You're getting that back because anyone that gets a head knock, you know, you can get a little gun shy. You're right now.
Yeah, I think I always had the confidence, so it didn't change the way I went at the ball or anything like that. It was just wasn't feeling quite right. But yeah, I've been completely fine now since I've come back, and slowly getting a little bit of form back.
I thought your last quarter was outstanding last week, as the sides were. I think you had 7 or 8 touches, which is good, and maybe that's a precursor of what we're about to see this weekend. Interestingly for me, I think the improvement in consistency has come from some of the players at the back end of the list. So if you think about blokes like, when I say back end, the younger, less experienced end, so blokes like Charlie Cameron, Josh Jenkins, you mentioned Rory Laird, last year their performances tend to be up and down, but this year they've been super consistent.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. There's been some guys that have really stepped up this year, and you know, we're not relying on 2 or 3 guys to have to play well every week. Everyone's chipping in and, like I said, playing their role as a side. So if we can just continue that throughout the year and have those guys in the SNFL putting pressure on, and you know, it should be a good finish to the year, and hopefully we can beat them in September.
And that's an interesting one, because as you get closer and people start to do their little ladder predictors and that, and they say, well, you can finish 5th, you can finish 7th, all that sort of stuff, is it a conscious effort by the coaches to just try and keep you focused on this week or this block of games and not try to get carried away with people talking longer term?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's the oldest cliche in the book, but week by week we're definitely taking it, and we're just focused on going up to Sydney this week and trying to get the job done again. And you know, we've hit some form now, so if we continue that into the rest of the year, you know, anything could happen. So, you know, why not us is what we're saying.
Brody, it's, speaking of Bix in the room before we came out, and he posed a question to me: who would you take just in current form, perhaps the last 20 games of footy, Kurt Tippett or Josh Jenkins? Now, normally you say that's a ridiculous question, but when you look at the improvement in Josh, I know he's had maybe a couple of quiet games, but he's been far more consistent, and perhaps Tippett hasn't been, so you must be pleased with what the big fella's doing up forward.
Yeah, he's been huge for us this year, and even the games he's not kicking goals, he's creating contests and he's winning 2v1s and just getting the ball down to the front, and we're seeing guys like Eddie and Charlie get to his feet and kick some nice goals. So, yeah, he's been great this year. He's really stepped up his game, and he's been competitive, and we couldn't ask much more of this fella.
Now, Brody, I looked at the weather forecast for tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow and Saturday. It's around 22, 23 degrees, so that sounds quite nice. You wouldn't have played on the SCG since it's been renovated. Do you get a chance to have a run on it before the game, like a training session tomorrow?
Yeah, we're flying up tomorrow morning and having a run there tomorrow after, so it'd be good to get up there and have a look at the ground, because it's a bit of a different setup. It's a pretty small oval, so it'd be good to get up and have a look before we play on Saturday.
Each team's different. You come across Sydney, I think most people know how they play, but is there a theme to taking on the Swans? They've been up for so long, but you know, it's going to be hard, tough, contested footy. But do you change the game plan at all, Brody?
No, we don't. Obviously, we look at each team each week and what they do well, but we try to stick to our structure and play the way we want to play. And, you know, if we can get the ball going forward from stoppages, that'll be massive for us on Saturday, because they're a good midfield, just like we are.
Well, Brody, we wish you luck, mate. I'm sure you'll enjoy getting a bit of sun on your back if it is the 22 or 23 degrees the next couple of days. It'll be a nice little change. We wish you well, mate. Like I said, your form in the last quarter looked like it was getting back to some of your best, and we hope you play well on the weekend.
Cheers, boys. Thanks.